WTTS on demand.
Well, I think, you know, in London there wasn't that much kind of rootsy music going on at the time. We were massively inspired by a lot of the music coming out of America. Okra Medicine Show and Gideon Welch and Ava Brothers. And we were just listening to those bands, and then we just started playing songs that were inspired by them. Ray LaMontagne as well.
And Mumford and Sons, I consider you guys, you said you had some influences like the Avett Brothers, for example, but I think of you guys as sort of pioneers in breaking this whole thing wide open, the what I would consider a folky sound in rock music, and now there are a bunch.
We never thought of ourselves as pioneers. I don't think, yeah, it just really doesn't feel like that to us. We feel like we're like the new kids on the block following lots of great music that's inspired us.
Do you worry now that there are many, many other followers? Do you ever worry the genre will be flooded and that you know, the folky kind of sound will burn out?
Well, it's done all right for the last kind of, I guess you could say, 3,000 years. It's probably one of the genres that stands up. I'm not worried that
okay. Kind of touche, yeah, 3,000 years. That's a pretty good history. Now, you're a multi-instrumentalist, and I think one of the instruments that you play really adds a cool dimension to Mumford & Sons' performances, and that's the accordion. Is this something that goes way back for you, or is this a recent talent that you've acquired?
I just learned it whilst playing with the band. I was always a pianist. And played a lot of jazz growing up. And I had a jazz band through our teens. And then when we started playing bluegrass, certainly playing in smaller like pubs and stuff, but you don't always find an easy power outlet for the keyboards. And they probably don't have a piano. So I was kind of forced out of the natural sort of habitat of where we were playing songs to pick up the accordion.
I saw the show here, Labor Day. It was absolutely fantastic. Really enjoyed it. One of my favorite shows of all time. And you guys gave a nice shout-out to Bloomington.
We've always felt very fond of Bloomington. It was a very special show for us at the Bluebird a few years ago.
Yeah, and now did that have something to do with this project that you're working on coming to the Bluebird because of your familiarity with it?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, you know, I've been running and working on the communion side of my life for longer than Mumford and Sons has been around, and when I decided to really expand it across America, I had to dig into my experiences of where I felt like people were most supportive of new music. And I remember that moment clearly when we played a very packed and excited crowd in Ashley Bird, and I just really felt like I wanted to bring some more bands to that great club and share in that experience. So
yeah, and very privileged to be one of just a few cities in the country that will be having the communion tour stop through. And as I understand it, this whole thing was just to help other up-and-coming musicians.
Want to make sure that bands have a good experience and play in front of a busy room. A lot of promoters are happy just to put the band on, and it's up to the band to invite their friends and family, and they're not, you know, in my opinion, how are you ever going to grow if you're just playing in front of people who know that you're already? So the whole premise is that one of the reasons why, you know, we're talking today is to encourage people to get down to the show and go and support new music, because otherwise you're never going to hear any good new music. Otherwise you're just going to get kind of spoon-fed stuff that's being handed down from bigger corporations instead of investing in the stuff early on.